I was faced with a weird situation the other day. Someone wanted to know how to convert a recipe. And I told him, okay, in order to convert this recipe, we need to break everything down into the same units. So how many ounces are in a gallon? A gallon of what, chef? People wonder why I drink. Being presented with the question, I have to say it was one of the few times in my life I've been dumbfounded. Making matters worse, this question was asked to me by a cook who has not only worked in this kitchen for 7 years prior to my arrival, but was also certified by a semi-respected regional culinary occupational education program. It seems as if the young astronaut standing before me got through the program, got his shiny certificate, and started doing what he was told at an acceptable level. No one thought to test the education the school provided. No one thought about continuing his education in any kind of way more meaningful than go grill Mark 100 steaks, then come see me for something else. Everyone saw the house going up, built from straw and wood, but no one thought to check out the pile of bricks. Our industry is based around a relatively small core group of people. For the sake of discussion, let's call them the electric, the dreamers, and the bedrock. The former and the latter are easy to put a finger on. The electric are the passionate, the talented members of your team ready to jump in, do more, learn more. Not only do they have their own talents, they seem to make those around them better. The electric are the passionate and talented members of your team ready to jump in, do more, learn more. Not only do they have their own talents, but they seem to make those around them better. They light it up, so to speak, whenever they're around. They are the folks you want to keep for as long as you can until you can either promote them, desired, or they leave you for a bigger, better deal, not quite so good. These are the folks who need a lot of your attention because they want their flair or their spin on their menu items. They will cost you lots of money in menu development if left unchecked. You'll tolerate them because they seem to be bursting with talent and you want and need that kind of talent in your kitchen. The bedrock may be your most important team members. They are your immovable objects. If they're like mine, they are very skilled, fiercely loyal, and have pride up to their eyeballs. They are perfectly content to come in and do what they've been doing for the past 10 to 20 years and will continue to do it for the next 10 to 20. This group is not your innovators. They are neither overly ambitious nor are they concerned with the trappings of fame. They think, I'll do whatever the company requires, you'll pay me for it, and then I'm going to my other job or home, so don't call me. This is a perfectly acceptable and equitable arrangement. The dreamers are the toughest bunch to manage. Possessing neither the innate talent of the electric nor the Xerox copier-like consistency of the bedrock, the dreamers got into this industry one way or another and have determined their life is better being known as a cook. It is, of course, but not in the way you or I would imagine. They are in the industry to impress their family and friends. They often have a great grasp of the arcane, weirdly cool culinary things like gingerbread houses or tarot carving. Stuff that may actually benefit you once or twice a year. They can recreate the Parthenon in marzipan, but the basic construction of a Cobb salad eludes them. They are pleasant and hardworking, but need continuous guidance. When it comes time to trim the payroll, they are always the first people talked about. They're barely hanging on and have no idea how close to the abyss they actually are. Since it's nearly impossible to teach talent, your best bet is to get into the basics in hopes of firming the foundation and solidifying their mechanics. We, meaning the industry, place a lot of importance on previous experience, and in many cases, it's a good policy. Previous experience is a scratch of the surface, and we need to dig a little bit. Do they have a sense of hospitality? Are they the right personality fit? These should be our first two questions, with many more to follow. To a certain degree, we can teach anyone to do what we do, but we can never teach them to want to do it. I'm not suggesting that previous experience is bad, far from it. However, as in the case of my cook, there were a lot of assumptions made, and my predecessor did him a disservice by allowing his education to stop. My dreamer wants to create in advance, but doesn't have the skill set laid deep into his DNA to do either properly. While not having that spark of genius, also known as a touch of insanity to civilians, he can still have a long and successful career as long as he takes the time, swallows a little pride, and gets back to the basics. That's where it becomes our responsibility to give him the bricks and the mortar and teach him the proper way to build with them. That way, in the future, whether he stays with me or goes off to work with some other big bad wolf, I'll know the house isn't coming down.